Hello and welcome to another Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wilkoff. Today is Monday. I'm thinking it's probably August the 27th. And I have not podcasted in over a month. And I'm really not sure when this will get uploaded. Podomatic has a upper limit to how much I can upload and without paying for it. And I'm still trying to figure out whether or not it is worth it to keep on putting my stuff on Podomatic, because I do have some sort of listener base there, or if I should start afresh someplace where it does not cost me money. I think eventually I'll probably upload this to Podomatic, but that's not all that important right now. This is the third week of school. And I've already done quite a bit differently, and I've tried to expand as much as possible the vision of the Academy of Discovery, and I'd like to talk a little bit about what's happened and where I hope things are going. What I've done so far, the last podcast, which will probably be uploaded almost identically or at the same time as this one, I was asking for feedback on what kind of content management system would actually work the best with the Academy of Discovery. And after much looking, I toyed with the idea of Drupal, Moodle, and Elg for a while. But I found that not only were Drupal and Moodle and Elg way too complex in their installation and maintenance, because I'm the one that has to maintain pretty much everything. It actually doesn't do what I want it to do simply. I really want the community for writing, and I want the ability to have a lot of oversight, but also a lot of freedom for the students. And it was going to take me quite a bit more time than I had to learn an entire content management system. And I guess I realized through this process that installing software on a server is much different than installing software on a computer. And I've been put in charge of imaging and working with all of the laptops that we got for this project, but that is not nearly as difficult as trying to maintain and trying to work with databases, you know, SQL databases, and all of the back-end stuff that I really couldn't care less about. But if I want things to work right, I do have to kind of know about a little bit. And so I've gotten a crash course in those sorts of things. I tried to do WordPress multi-user, which is what EduBlogs is based upon, but I found that it actually, the installation was not, it just did not go smoothly at all. I uninstalled and deleted databases and worked with it for probably about 2 weeks before I gave up and said, you know what, WordPress itself is just so much further along. Everything is so much more intuitive on a regular WordPress installation. And so what I've decided to do is to actually create a WordPress installation for each one of my students and for the teachers as well. And that's where I started, actually, was creating a WordPress installation that would be the overall entry point for academyofdiscovery.com, which is the new domain for kind of all of the content. And then I went about setting up individual teacher blogs, which was really great because they, some of the other teachers on the team had already been using EduBlogs, so we could export and import directly into a WordPress installation. And I'm really excited about the possibility of both teachers and students having the ability to edit their own templates, and also to kind of have a lot of input. One of the things that I really didn't like last year about EduBlogs, other than it got bogged down from time to time, was the fact that if something wasn't working right, or if they wanted extra capabilities, commenting seemed to be working oddly. You know, they had to go through the channels to get James Farmer to fix it. Whereas now, although it's more work for me, they can just say, hey, my page is not working, and I can fix it for them, assuming that I know how to do it. And I've been really impressed with the ease of use that individual WordPress installations have once you understand how it works. And I really think that our community would benefit from not just WordPress installations that are catered toward education, but actually putting it in, putting the installation instructions and all of the troubleshooting into educational terms and into terms that really teachers of any skill level would be able to understand. Because Lunar Pages is giving away server space and domain names to educators, I feel like it's going to be a lot easier for teachers, if they would like to come into the web realm rather than going with the sort of bare bones content management that happens on sort of the school center or various other online applications that sort of manage teacher web pages. We really need to move to the dynamic model where you're just posting information that is important and it updates the web page. And I really feel like teaching teachers how to put together a dynamic web page rather than that static web page that has sort of become, wow, you have a teacher web page? That's amazing. And that's kind of the expectation. But making it the expectation that the web page can be updated at any point very easily, and it will not look the same from, you know, the beginning of school to the end of school with just the assignments switched around. I think that becomes just a place for parents to go rather than a place for students to go as well. And so through this learning process, we've had a couple of big ideas, big meetings, things like that. One of the big things that happened last week is myself and Mark Wakefield, who is sort of the co-founder of the Academy of Discovery, we went in front of the school board and we presented it to them. And we were very excited about that possibility. I'd never been in front of the school board and neither had Mark. And we got some really great excitement out of the board members. There was one board member in particular that was, I guess, moved to the point of tearing up a little bit, because she does a lot of, I would say, Web 2.0 stuff within her own business. And so while we were presenting to the board, she went on to our academyofdiscovery.com and commented on the most recent blog post. And I just thought that was brilliant, that clearly she got it, and there were quite a few people, quite a few other people at that meeting who got it, and so hopefully we'll be getting some additional support from them, and I'm excited about that possibility. One of the other board members came out afterwards and said, so can you now teach it to all of the other teachers? Because the isolated pockets are not working for us. And I thought that was a really, both a pretty great compliment, but also a truism, that isolated pockets of change really don't change a whole lot. They don't change a system. If you have those isolated pockets, just like they can appear, they can disappear quite easily as well. And so trying to take those pockets as the model and say this is where we want the entire district or the entire school to go, I think that's going to be pretty valuable. So I'm very encouraged by a lot of the movement that's happening. The APA representative for our district is coming in to observe today, and I hope that I can wow her as much as possible, and we can talk about how to get even more resources into the classroom. I think that there's great potential, and I'll be presenting on this at the K-12 online conference. There's great potential for creating change when you have framed it well, but also when you have something to show for it and when you really can wow people. There is a certain amount of wow factor that has to happen if we want our issues to be taken seriously. One of the things that we did for the board meeting, which I thought was pretty great, was we had boiled down our idea of the pedagogical part of the Academy of Discovery, which is the 6 C's of authentic learning. And I had put it into the metaphor of a guitar's 6 strings. So if you don't have these 6 things in tune, present in your classroom, you will not be able to play the most beautiful music. You may be able to make some noise, but you're not going to be able to create the kind of in-tune learning that really needs to be present in the classroom. And so they really liked that. But not only did we sort of come up with that metaphor, but we put it onto little business cards. So we had the business card with the picture of the six C's of authentic learning. And you can check that out on academyofdiscovery.wikispaces.com. The picture and the 6 C's definitions are there. But we had it on a business card, and then on the flip side, it explained it in about one sentence, and then at the bottom it said academyofdiscovery.com. And so the idea is that this is not something that's going away. It's not something we just thought up and printed into a document. This is something that is kind of standard in our teaching. And so I'm very excited about the possibility of really collaborating on that a little bit more with Mark and the other teachers and trying to think about what those 6 C's actually mean in our classrooms so that we can kind of start bringing them up in conversation or keep bringing them up in conversation. Well, that's kind of where the Academy of Discovery is working. I've put into it all of the capabilities that I have always wanted into one content system without being overbearing with the students, because I feel like, yes, Drupal and Moodle do work for teachers. The modules may work for students, but the back end stuff is really hard. I don't know, I have to play with it a little bit more. Anyway, I have the ability with PodPress to do podcasts and put up videos with a plugin for WordPress. We have the ability to embed Flash and SmartBoard notes that go through SlideShare. Obviously, we have the ability to write in WordPress. And then with BB Press, or I think is what it's called, yeah, BB Press, which is a bulletin board system put together by the WordPress folks. And so we're using that as our forum to ask questions and to do discussion and things like that that don't really belong in a blog space. And so, you know, I just keep on thinking about, well, what is the other capability that we would want to have? And I think it's probably wikis, but I'm not ready to do an installation of Wiki software onto a server. I think that's one step out that is really a little too complex for me. I'm also really intrigued by Google Documents right now. I'd like to use it quite a bit, where they are turning their assignments in by sharing them with me. And I think that that's pretty cool, because then I can just write in the comments, in a different color or something like that. And so that is something that I am working on. Well, there's not a whole lot of challenging ideas in this particular podcast, but I did want to update everybody on where things are at, mostly because it's been a little while since I've podcasted. The one huge question that I have is, what else should I be looking toward? You know, I am ridiculously busy with all of the things that I've sort of planned in my head for the kids to be able to do, and giving them the tools. What else do I need to be looking at? Are there new tools out there? Are there tools that I can integrate into WordPress? Is there an easy way to transition over to a content management system that is not ridiculously hard to install and to get working correctly? I hope that I have done these things in a systematic fashion, and that the students will be able to see the work that's behind it, or at least be able to use the tool seamlessly within the classroom and outside of the classroom. Please let me know if you have any ideas about how you're doing things this year, that maybe you're using a different tool or something like that. I'm really interested in hearing back-to-school stories. I haven't heard very many yet, mostly because most people are still just getting back to school and things like that. So I'm interested in hearing back-to-school stories and hearing how people are doing things differently this year versus last year, or versus many years ago. Thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon.